وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى خصوصا على سيد الرسل وخاتم الأنبياء وعلى آله الأتقياء وعلى أصحابه الأسفياء. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور. الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباقا ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت فارجع البصر هل ترى من فطور. آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أما بعد، الله سبحانه وتعالى وعز وجل has created everything for a purpose and role. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in another place, مَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. And another one, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. That whatever is in the heavens and earth, nothing is created without any use, without any purpose, without any role. Many things which we look at, they might seem to us that they are not performing any particular function. Many animals we see, many other things we see. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa azza wa jal says in the Quran that this is thought of the kuffar, because the kuffar, they believe that the world has come into existence by chance. So they say by chance then many things come into existence which are just actually without any purpose. But when a Muslim or a believer, he believes that each leaf, each creation, each creature is created by a creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa azza wa jal, then nothing can be without purpose. But the problem is that everything from an ant, from a mosquito, to an angel and all other creation, they know their purpose and they are fulfilling their role. They know as well, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was just said, كُلٌّ قَدْ عَلِمَ صَلَاتَهُ وَتَسْبِيحَ. These animals you see, these birds which you see, these ants, even germs which become a means of disease and affliction for human being, germs which cause different diseases in the human body, even they know what they are created for, and they only perform that function. That's why we say shifa comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أذهب البأس رب الناس واشفي أنت شافي لا شفاء إلا شفاء ولا يغادر سقما. شفاء and what is شفاء? شفاء is that these germs and these bacteria even, that they work properly, or they stop harming the human being. They start obeying what the command is for them. So they are under the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They might look microscopic for you, you cannot even see. But actually, they have their own, they are their own world, they know their purpose, they are performing. Animals which are bigger than them, ants, and so much so that dogs and cats and all these creation, and the birds Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, they each of them, they know. They do not only know, but they are also performing. The only thing which is not performing fully or in entirety is the human being and jinnah. In a sahih hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that there is nothing in the heavens and the earth which do not know I am the messenger of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that there is nothing in the heavens and the earth that which does not know that I am the messenger of Allah. So stones, animals, birds, they all aware even the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, except the rebellious jinnat and human being. Except actually, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made an exclusion, the rebellious baghi human being and jinnah, they, many of them are denying, but the others actually they are there. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said in a hadith narrated by Imam Tirmidhi rahmahullah, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, I went out with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into the valleys outside Makkah al-Mukarramah. We didn't come across any tree or any stone which did not say assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. These are the words of hadith. These are the words of Imam Tirmidhi narration. As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Exactly words which are mentioned in the hadith. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that this salam is the salam of the creation, which actually they honor Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they welcome him with this provision. He said, whichever stone, whichever tree we passed, and he said, I was hearing, then they were saying salam to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because they were blessed by the presence of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because they were as though becoming companions. So those, that stone which has seen Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that stone which has not seen, the difference in them is like a companion stone and a non-companion stone, like a companion human being and a non-companion human being, because their status also gets raised. Similarly, those trees. That is why Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, he used to go now and then outside and outskirts of Madinatul Munawwara and water certain trees and plants. Certain trees in the desert, he would water them. Whilst there was no reason apparent for doing that, there's no need, no people were living there, no human being were living there. It's just desert, and they were actually watering. So people, the Tabi'in, they asked Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that why you actually are watering these plants and these desert plants? Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, these plants have seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed here. He has stayed here for some time when we were in the journey. He stayed here. So these plants and these trees have seen, and I want to keep them fresh and green. Because they have seen my beloved Sayyidina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So imagine that woe and shame upon the human that who do not recognize, who have the intellect and all other faculties, and who does not obey Allah whilst the ant is obeying, while the donkey is obeying. Because when we say to someone we want to degrade them, we say he is a donkey, some people say. You are a dog. And they think, I have been degraded. That person has swore at me. But the mashayikh and awliya say that even donkeys and dogs, they do the tasbih and dhikr of Allah, and they have never disobeyed Allah. From that dimension, they are better than many. So that's why only Allah sometimes used to say that we see ourselves below than dogs. Why? Because a dog is dog. But they saw that we sometimes disobey Allah. Minor or major sin. But this animal have never disobeyed Allah. We have missed sometimes dhikr, salah, obligations. And this animal have never missed this obligation. So some when they used to compare like that, from that dimension, then they used to consider themselves actually lowly. Because they were judging by ita'ah and obedience. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said in the Quran that those people who are disobedient, who are rebellious, ulaika kal an'am, they are like cattle, they are like buffaloes, like cows, like other animals. Balhum adal, rather they are more astray, further astray. Why? Because they are doing their purpose, and this human being who has been created for a certain purpose, he is not doing it. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said two things in the Quran about other creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned two roles. That firstly he mentioned about himself. Secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِي سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah has made subservient to you whatever is in heavens and earth in your benefit. Meaning, He has made everything in the heaven and earth in your service. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, one of the purpose of other creation, which you see between heaven and earth, and which we see in the form of animals and fruits and other things, what is one purpose of theirs? Is that سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, that they have made subservient, they have made useful, they have made been made مُسَخَّر, and they have made to serve whom? The human being. It's for you, O human being. So they have not even been created only to worship Allah. They have been also created to serve human being as well, doing their khidmah. So they are even serving Allah fully as well, and also are serving the human being. They are doing tasbih and dhikr of Allah, and making us actually, making themselves use. We are eating plants, animals, halal, and kingdom, and from the earth, all these things, glass, the vegetation, all these things, where is it? It was only a earth, a planet. So it was in the wisdom and knowledge of Allah that all these things will can come out of it. Human being will make effort upon this earth, he will work on dust, and so many wonders will come out of it. How is it that when he works on his iman, what will then come out of it? Iman, which is the most purest thing. When he has worked on dust, planes have been made, manufactured. Cars have been made, computer has been made, phone has been made, electricity have been made, and so many other creation. Just working and putting effort and reflecting on dust, on the earth, earthly crust. And when this human being will work and put effort in his on his heart and iman, then what will come out? So let's, those people who worked on this awliya Allah, look what is happening to them in barzakh. They are in peace, they are in salam, they are in security, they are secure now actually forever. And they are in comfort, they don't have fear now anything, they are going to lose anything. Once good news has been given to them after death, now finish the matter. Now all things which are going to come, it's only going to become better for them. Each day and each time is going to become better for them. Only good and betterment can come in their life. So how much you may say peace they are in it, how much comfort they are in the pleasure of Allah and with their other companions and the righteous and the anbiya. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, مَنْ يُتِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ نَعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. Meaning, amongst other rewards which Allah has created, paradise, the Jannah, the houses, the palaces, the mansions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, amongst other reward, one of the reward that you will get the companionship and a blessing to be and sit and be in the khidmah of anbiya and siddiqeen and shuhada and awliya Allah. This is also one of the great benefit of entering, pleasure of Allah, entering Jannah, entering the world of righteousness. So I was saying to you that other creation who was created for us, they are doing both jobs. They are serving us, they are worshipping Allah. And we were only created to worship Allah. What are we doing? Worse than other creation. We are not serving the other creation. We are not helping the sun to give us light and energy. We are not helping the earth, rather destroying it. We are not helping the animals. The animals are at our service. The birds are at our service. The trees are at our service. Look, for us, carbon dioxide is death. But when we exhale carbon dioxide, for trees, they actually exhale oxygen for us. They're serving us. The trees are serving us. The plants are serving us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa zubajal said that these things I have created for your service. And I have created you to serve me. What is wrong with you? مَا غَرَّقَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ. That you have been deluded by these things who were your slaves. You have left Allah on the expense of these things which were your slaves, which were supposed to serve you. How shameful is that? That Allah has created these things as our, you may say, employees. And we have actually left him and his company. Still, you know, harm coming to him. We think, we feel pity, na'udzubillah, for deen or anything. Yeah, we should do. We should follow Allah because he's created us. No, you have pity upon yourself. No harm to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No benefit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't ever think that. This speck of dust, this earth is not even significant as a small atom in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not in that inside even. What to say about the place you actually possess and where you live, etc., etc. That's why in one of the hadiths it comes that if you all people become, their hearts become like the most pious amongst you. For example, all people's hearts become like the heart of Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jailani or Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Allah's status, no benefit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot do even minutest good to Allah, because He is Allahu Samad. He is Samad. He is Samad is the person who doesn't need anyone, and everyone is in need of Him. Who doesn't need everyone? Who doesn't need anyone, anything? He doesn't need for anything, anyone or anything, but everything and everyone needs Him for their existence. That is why I mentioned the other day that someone has said that Allah is still Allah without you, and you are nothing without Allah, but rather you are worse than nothing. You're not only nothing, worse than nothing, because you will wish you become nothing on the day of judgment. وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا تَكَادُ تَمَيَّزُ مِنَ الْغَيْظِ كُلَّمَا أُلْقِيَ فِيهَا فَوْجٌ سَأَلَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran in various places that the kuffar and the rebellious, they will want to die on the day of judgment. They want to become non-existent on the day of judgment. They want to finish themselves off. But no death is going to come to them. لا تدعوا اليوم ثبورا واحدا وادعوا ثبورا كثيرا. So worse than, so when they will see the animals going to dust, they will say, يقول الكافر يا ليتني, I wish I became dust as well. I wish I became nothing today. At least I won't then taste the punishment. So Allah is still Allah, same. For Him, He is free from time and space. As the mashayikh and ulama of Aqeedah say, He is not in need of arsh, He is not in need of space, He is not in need of time. He has created these things. He is beyond these things. He doesn't need them. He is never in need of them. But He is their creator. He is the sustainer of the heavens and the arsh and all these things. He is free from time and space. That's why the ulama and the sufiya, ahlullah, they don't like those people who say that Allah is, na'udzubillah, sitting on the arsh, or Allah is somewhere on the arsh. There is no direction to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we look at the heavens, not because actually Allah has direction, but because heavens is the qibla of dua. Heavens are the qibla of dua. It's the qibla of the, like salah worships qibla. When we do salah, the qibla is towards Kaaba. It doesn't mean Allah lives there, or Allah is confined in a makan or in a house. It is qibla for ibadah, worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the Kaaba Sharif. Similarly, when we say Allah help us in dua, it's not that Allah is in the heaven. Allah is has a direction, he is only in the heavens. He is free from time and space at all, because heavens are the qibla of dua. They are the qibla of dua that we actually beseech Allah. They, like the Kaaba, symbolizes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalliyat, and we worship towards that direction. Similarly, the heavens symbolize the greatness of Allah. They are sign of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب. That these heavens and earth and arsh and all these things, they are signs of Allah. Allah is not in them. Allah is free. Allah does not need anything. Time and space was nothing, and Allah has created. But the matter is that, as I am saying to you, that what we are doing, what is this human being doing? So now, unfortunately, the situation is more dire, because we are supposed to be purified people after the month of Ramadan. And we are already losing many of us battle. We have guidance here from the Mashayikh. They said that many people are losing the battle of nafs already. Many people are losing the battle with their nafs already, they are losing. Many people will fail the month of Ramadan. They will destroy it. They will actually let it actually be destroyed. Whatever the house they have made, built, of virtue and goodness, they themselves are destroying. By actually sinning, they are destroying every brick by brick which they have got some virtue. They have yet to change, yet to realize the importance of this life. They don't know the importance of this life. This life is so important. It is short, temporal, but eternal life depends upon this. That is the matter. Eternal life depends, forever life depends, the goodness of eternity, or the evilness, or you may say the punishment of eternity depends. It is so important that all the people, all the angels, all the creation will say, "Oh Allah, we want send someone back to the earth, and it's not going to happen." It is so important. This is a person is never going to be returned. It is such a vital thing and such an important and one and only chance for you and me, which actually millions and billions of people have lost already. They are now in the graves, and they wish they will come out. Imagine, one of the mashayikh used to say to me, he said to me, "If you want to live a life of taqwa, then live your life as though you had died, you are in barzakh, you are in a qabr, and from there Allah has sent you to live one day and night in this life with your children, with your family, and to do business and to do all other activities. He has sent you like on a holiday, meaning on one day from the qabr world, that go and live in one day and night." He say, "How you will live that one day and night? That is taqwa. That is taqwa. That's the every day and night should be like that. And it's precious as that one day, because this one day and night when passes, they're never going to come back." So imagine the barzakh world, people living in graves, torturing, being tortured in the punishment, and they are said, "Okay, gentlemen, for one day and night, you are going to be sent on the face of the earth again. You can live with your loved ones, your family, your wife and children, your work, everything you do, but you are sent for one day and night. How will you live? How will you talk? How will you live with the family? How will you live with your neighbors? And how will you do other things? How will you do business?" That is the type of life that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants to live. That's how the awliya Allah live. That's why then your priorities will be different. Yes, you will eat, but you'll have your purpose in your mind, importance of this one day and night, because then you have to return after day and night. You will eat, you will sit with the family, you will sit with other people. But there, so importance of this life. If a person is in this muraqabah, then really he can only save himself. Otherwise, as soon as you think you are here for a long time, corruption appears. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Tulul amal," this destroys the person, this idea and notion, living long life. And if you consider that you have a limited one day and night, and I should plan my day like that, then that is the day. That is the night which is going to benefit you. پھر فرمایا کہ شیطان's planning will affect the weak. Now in Ramadan, after Ramadan, Shaitan, because has been released, the leader have been released, he has come out, his planning will affect the weak, who are weak in iman, weak in deeds, is going to affect. A person who is weak, enemy is going to affect him. By stealing the jewels of the heart, what will he do? Will he say that I'm going to take some meat of you? Or some weight of you, some money of you? No. He is going to steal the jewels of good deeds, the good qualities in the heart if you have them. If you have attained them through the Ramadan, that's the win. Because you are weak, you can't defend, so he comes with all, in the form of a woman, in the form of a man, whatever, beautiful woman, he comes then to steal your iman and jewel, and you say, "Oh yes, I am very lucky, I am looking at this." Or he comes, gives an idea of actually abusing someone, swearing at someone, and thus you are losing your jewel. You have an opportunity of defrauding someone, doing zina, selling something actually wrong, wrongly or by fraud to someone, or confiscating the rights of someone, dishonoring someone. Why do people do ghibah? They think they are not there, but Allah is there. That's what they should think. Yes, that brother is not there. The sister is not there. The person is not there. Allah is there. So that's what you should. So shaitan comes along and think, oh, no one is there. You can speak as much as you like. But know that Allah is there. Who is you are responsible to. So he is going to steal. The strong will be feared by shayateen. The weak will fear from shaitan, and shaitan will steal their good deeds, and the strong will be feared by shayateen. The people who are strong in taqwa, in iman, on sunnah, shayateen fear those people. When they go to a locality, they run away. They run away because they think the light of iman, the light of good deeds and iman they have, shayateen cannot be there. They fear them, like they used to fear Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if Umar is going along one path, shaitan also comes along that path, but he changes his direction, he leaves that path. Why? Because of the iman and taqwa and strictness, adherence to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So either you fear from shayateen, or shaitan actually fear for you. If you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the messenger, she will fear you. If you obey your nafs and dunya, then you will fear from shaitan. Shaitan has done this. Shaitan is making me do this. Why you have made shaitan strong? Why are you feeding him? Like one of the mashayikh, they said to their children, they were just explaining, they said that in the human body, there are two wolves living. Two wolves. Insan ke jism mein do bhediye rehte hain. Wo har waqt aapas mein ladte rehte hain. There are two wolves living in human being. And they keep fighting with each other. One is the good one and have good qualities and has good traits. The other one is the evil wolf. Other one is good one. तो एक भेड़िया जो है वो बहुत खराब है, शरीर है, फासिक है और बहुत उसमें बुरी सिफ्ते हैं. दूसरा भेड़िया जो रहता है जिस्म में वो बहुत अच्छा है, वो अच्छी चीजें पसंद करता है. तो दो भेड़िये हैं, दो जानवर हैं, दो भेड़िये, वो आपस में लड़ते रहते हैं. They keep fighting each other. The children, the disciples, I mean, they asked to the sheikh, then which one wins? Jeetata kon hai? Kon se do beriyon mein se wo achha hai, wo jeetta hai, ya bure wala hai, wo jeetta hai? Who wins? Which wolf wins? He said, the one you feed more, he wins. Jisko zyada khilao pilaoge, wo hi jeetega. The one you feed more, simple as that. तो वो भेड़िया एक नफ्स है, एक रूह है आप में. नफ्स अच्छा यानी बुरा भेड़िया है, रूह जो है वो अच्छा भेड़िया है. इनमें जंग रहती है हर वक्त नफ्स और रूह में. तो जीतेगा कौन? हु इज गोइंग टू विन? जिसको ज्यादा खिलाओ पिलाओगे, खिदमत करोगे, वही मोटा ताजा, वही जीतेगा, वही ताकतवर होगा. द वन हु इज गोइंग टू बी स्ट्रांग, विल बी नोरिश्ड वेल, ही इज गोइंग टू बी डोमिनेंट ऑन द अदर. तो ये अगर आप नफ्स को गिदा करेंगे, जिना, शराब, गफलत, नमाजों के वक्त सोना, ऑल दीज सिंस एंड गीबत, दीज आर द फीडिंग ऑफ द बैड वर्ल्ड. सो यू आर फीडिंग हिम मोर एंड मोर एंड मोर, एंड देन यू कम एंड से, ओ दैट हैज वॉन नाउ, और ही हैज डोमिनेटेड नाउ, आई एम डूइंग बैड थिंग्स. एंड नेचुरली इफ यू फीड वन, ही विल बिकम स्ट्रांग. एंड द गजा, द नोरिशमेंट ऑफ द गुड वर्ल्ड is the good deeds, righteous deed, the sunnah, the enlightened the sunnah, the prophetic way, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you keep feeding that, it will dominate the bad ones. So matter is simple as that.
معاملہ تو اس طرح سیدھا ہے کہ دو بھیڑیوں کی جنگ ہے آپ کے جسم میں، ایک کا نام روح ہے وہ اچھا بھیڑیا ہے، ایک کا نام شیطان ہے وہ برا بھیڑیا ہے. تو بزرگ سے پوچھا گیا کہ جیتتا کون ہے، تو فرمایا جو اس کو زیادہ کھلاؤ گے پلاؤ گے وہی جیتے گا. اگر نفس کو کھلاؤ پلاؤ گے یعنی گناہ کرو گے، یہ نفس کو غذا ملے گی وہ غالب ہو جائے گا. اگر اچھے بھیڑیوں کو یعنی روح کو زیادہ کھلاؤ پلاؤ گے تو وہ غالب آ جائے گا. اور جو بھی غالب آ گیا، ایک غالب آ گیا تم جنت میں چلے جاؤ گے، دوسرا غالب آ گیا جہنم میں چلے جاؤ گے. تو یہی تعلیم، یہ جو طریقہ محمدیہ ہم سکھاتے ادھر، اف یو ٹیچ پیپل، وہ یہ نہیں کہ آپ کو معصوم بنا دیتا ہے، نور وی ایکسپیکٹ یو ٹو بیکم سین لیس، نور اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ ایکسپیکٹ یو ٹو بی پرفیکٹ، بٹ یو کین وی ٹیچ یو ہاؤ ٹو فیڈ لیس دا بیڈ ولف اینڈ ہاؤ ٹو فیڈ مور دا گڈ ولف. یہ طریقہ محمدیہ جو کورس ہے اس میں یہ سکھایا جاتا ہے کہ بھئی یہ جو برا جو روح ہے اس کو کیسے اچھی غذا زیادہ سے زیادہ کھلا سکتے ہیں، اور کیسے کہ یہ جو برا بھیڑیا ہے اس کی غذا بند کریں، اس کو نہ کھلائیں تاکہ یہ کمزور ہو جائے اور نیکی کا اور تقوی کا جو ہے وہ غلبہ ہو جائے بندے پر. تو آپ میں سے بھی جو لوگ کر رہے ہیں پہلے تو الحمدللہ استقامت اختیار کریں، بہت سارے لوگ آدھے سے زیادہ تو وہ کر رہے ہیں الحمدللہ، جو نہیں کر رہے وہ شروع کریں، وہ بھی طریقہ سیکھیں کہ ان کو فیڈ کس طرح کرنا ہے.
Please pass the message on the phone. Now the zikr method will take place. There's certain adabs of the zikr method as well. Firstly, try and sit in tashud position, and then you can switch to position a little easier as you get tired.
Yeah, initially sit in the tahashud position, and then you can change your position later if you get tired. The three keys which are Allah is with me, watching and hearing me, so that can be a reminder, and then with me watching and hearing me. And also, one of the activities of zikr is when Hazrat Sahib was reciting the zikr, he was quiet for you to continue that zikr until the new zikr was started. Jazakum khair.
Habit.